What's going on, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer for another PBBD edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. We're going right to the waters, folks. K-State women's rowing came back from last weekend from Sacramento, California, where they competed at the Hornet Invitational against a few teams like a St. Mary's, a Humboldt State, seriously, Sacramento State, and a few more others as well. K-State, they're continuing kind of their spring training. They were in California doing a little bit of spring training as well. And then, of course, unfortunately, with all the rain and flooding that's been going on, crazy enough, yeah, right, all the rain, flooding that I saw at work, watching a little bit of the Weather Channel, seeing the Weather Channel there, very scary scenes there as well. So luckily nobody got seriously hurt or anything like that, but yeah, they had a K-State women's rowing had to pull back out of that as well. But they got to the tournament though, and they did a tremendous job. Another set of first place finishes for this women's rowing team here. Six of them here for the women's rowing team. Pat Sweeney, we got a quote from him from last weekend. Quote, "Our team did a good job adjusting to changes throughout the week and navigating the unknown, especially for such a young group. They didn't let anything faze them as we continue to push forward," end quote. And of course, continuing on with that, we want to thank to UC Davis for assisting us as we navigated the situation in California. We appreciate the opportunity to use their facilities, and they really made it possible for us to get some training done as we head into racing, end quote, there as well. So a little interesting situation that it's kind of like baseball there, where teams, you know, where teams, you know, have to get ready for, or getting themselves, get the kinks worked out, get themselves ready for baseball, right? This instance here, rowing in the unknown conditions. And yes, all that rain, crazy weather, flooding in California, and among other things as well, it's pretty scary when you look at the elements out there. I mean, you think, I've been to California once on a West Coast, long West Coast vacation trip. Look, I wouldn't go back unless I wanted to do like a summer marathon over there or something like that. But that's crazy enough as it is. But anyways, back to K-State women's rowing there. That's huge. Another quote here I got from Grayson McLean. As she talked about the weekend slash a few of those days where they were training out there, quote, "Not being able to get on the water in the beginning of the week because of the rain definitely was a challenge," Grayson said. The sophomore, by the way, and she continues it. Other crews have that advantage over us, but as an entire team, we know how to work hard, and this was just another thing to work hard through, end quote, there as well. Obviously here, let's see, I'm going to try to do something here slightly different. Yes, so K-State secured wins in six races, right? So with a 2 varsity 18, and you have the 1 by varsity 4, 1 varsity 4 plus team, they both won the morning in the PM races as well. The 1 by 8, 1 varsity 8 plus won their second race of the day. My goodness. Against St. Mary's, the other one, the N8 plus, won their first race of the day, competing against Sac State. K-State Bulls also finished second in 3 races and collected a 3rd as well. Let's give a shout out to these ladies real quick here on the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer here. K-State was rolling, despite the elements out there, out west in Cali, take care of business, getting 6 first place accomplishments there. Or just say 6th place wins. You say that. Maybe correct that just a bit there. Okay, all right. So the 2x8 varsity consists of Lauren Plum, Grace Hendrickson, Kaylee Kleinschmidt, Anna Ryan, Patricia Hokinson, Sevilla Cunningham, Grace Hall, Jaden Brandt, and K Packabeer. They beat Sac State. This was attended to beat Sac State. 6 minutes and 38 seconds. there as well. The one varsity four plus consists of the veteran senior Caitlin Henke, Nava Ryan Rooney, junior Jaden Grayson. Rennie is a sophomore, and the other sophomore is Emily Stark and Haley Fee. They both won races with the times. They won both of these races, 7:28. I cannot talk. And the other one was 7 minutes and 17 seconds there as well. I try to do something different with all these teams. It's a lot. It's a lot. But, hey, we got to get it done, right? The N8 Plus, led by Kenny Lloyd, Mackenzie Storm, Tatum Alexander, Zoe Wharton, Emma Johnson, Ava Werner, and Ellie Irwin, McKenna Johnson, and Kayla Traub. They won their first race with a time of 6 minutes and 57 seconds there. And then their B team finished third with a 7:01 pace there as well. The one varsity 8 consists of Paige Fox, Grayson McLean, which I just mentioned her, Jordan Gerken, Rachel Harmon, Mason Kohler, Madeline Barrett, and Madison Jensen, Simone Simmons, and Elias Schaefer came in second in the AM session with a time of 6:35 there as well. The two varsity four look like this: Kirsten Smaltz, Lindsay DeVerge, Kieran Hammond, Kate Wood, and Alyssa Butner there. They came in with times with 7:39 in the AM session. That was the A team there, and the 7:29 in the PM races there as well. It's a handful, baby. It is definitely a handful. But hey, shout out to, again, we'll also go ahead and give a shout out to UC Irvine as well for doing that. That could have been a very much complicated situation, but UC Irvine did what they had to do and provided Casey was rolling with what they needed. So awesome to see that as well there. And next time the women's rowing will hit the waters, going back east, back south to the waters of Sarasota, Florida. Next up on the list there for the Sunshine State Invitational going down next weekend. That's going to start next Friday. It'll go right through April Fool's Day, April 1st as well. And no, this is not a joke. That's the serious. So congratulations to Casey women's rowing there for making their hay here last weekend as well. So they can't join the fun on the success of K-State Athletics. The Pro Project Podcast, once again, find it wherever you get your podcast: Apple, Spotify, and a few more other places wherever you get your podcast there as well. The second thing you have to do, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Subscribe to Pro Project Podcast, where we talk all things K-State. Get it right. And feel free, if you would like, to leave a rating or a review of your choice. And we are not accepting 1 or 2 stars. That is not happening. Don't do it. I don't want to hear it. That's how this got started. I don't want to hear it, because a couple of my listeners told me about it, and we're gonna make that priority. No, we're not gonna do it. We're not gonna accept that. So definitely no 1 or 2 stars the rest of the way out as well. And make sure you tell a fellow K-State friend, a buddy, alumni, a big K-State fan about this podcast. That will get the word out tremendously. And even with leaving a rating or review, it'll help us out get better with this podcast. Plus, it's going to reach potential K-State friends out there, like Kansas City or out west as well. We have a pretty good solid following in KC as well. So that the word is definitely getting out as well and across the country apparently as well. So definitely it's finding its way out there. So we're grateful for you guys, the listeners out there as well. But that's gonna wrap things up. K-State women's rowing coming back to Manhattan, 6 first place finishes. Ooh, let me get this right. So yeah, 6 place finishes here at the Hornet Invitational. Eddie Greer, go Cats, been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.